All right, this is setting the bar story. Kelly, this is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, you had one job. One job. If you can manage to make it through the day without giving away the dogs you're supposed to be dog sitting, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh, why are we doing that?
Yeah.
Why are we doing that? We had to know we were doing that, right?
So, you know, there are some apps now that are dog sitting apps or, you know, that help, you know, you... Make sure that your little animals are taken care of if you gotta go away or whatever.
Sure.
So there's this TikToker that's kind of getting a lot of attention that claims that this dog sitter that she found on one of the apps, like Rover, gave away her pets.
What in the world?
So Mackenzie, she had a little trip, and after a couple weeks, she stopped receiving photos. Toward the end of her vacation, because, you know, during that app, like the people who are dog sitting can like post up little photos of your animals. And, you know, a lot of the places that board your animals do that now too.
Yeah.
Too. Right.
I
exactly.
Love that.
Yeah, I do too. I love it. It was a great service until my dog got kicked out. That's a story for another time. But.
Okay.
They stopped getting photos near the end of their vacation, and so they kind of reached out and was like, hey, would love to see photos of our little one.
How they doing? Yeah, how they doing?
Yeah, and so Mackenzie says that they kept giving us excuses like, oh, not home yet. Oh, you know, not at the house yet. Blah, blah, blah. Then okay. When the vacation was over, she received a message saying that their dogs had been dropped off at their, quote, new home.
Okay, so they did know. They gave it to somebody else. Like, this wasn't some sort of mistake. Like, oh my gosh, I got addresses mixed up or something like that. Like, they just rehomed the dog.
Yeah, so the app, Rover, confirmed that, yes, the dog sitter in question. Oh, yeah, well, that person's been banned now from the app.
Oh,
and
thanks.
So it took a little bit of time, like some social media help and everything, but Mackenzie was finally able to recover her animals.
So wait, the person was just banned that did this? Like there's no way to charge them with it? What are you
like
charging
other,
them?
Other repercussions or anything? Like,
yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, the most important thing is that Mackenzie got her dogs back.
That's good.
But seriously.
But yes, I mean, there has to be more repercussions than, well, we're not using them anymore. Are you serious?
If you're within the sound of my voice and you're watching someone's animals, let's not just go ahead and like, okay,
you
hey,
know what? I
I'm
feel like
done.
I found a better home for you.
You know what? I'm done watching them. We'll just go ahead and sublet your dogs to another to another home.
That's crazy.
That's insane. I know.
Like,
so,
what was the motive behind that? Like, I just don't feel like watching your dogs anymore and you're not back yet, so I'm just going to find someone else?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
gosh.
We don't know. We don't know. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without giving the dogs away you're supposed to be dog sitting, you're doing okay.
Yeah, that is the very basic part of your job.
Yet, I didn't think that we'd have to say this, but here we are, friends.
Here we are.
Yep.
There's a reason why there's instructions on Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. That is your Setting the Bar story.